You must have heard in the news that Finland and Sweden has decided to officially join NATO. I'm using the word officially because these countries have always been in favor of NATO. So it was just a matter of time, and today that time has come when they have openly declared that they want to join the Transatlantic Intergovernmental Military Alliance called NATO. First, let me show you where is Finland and Sweden. Both the countries share border with each other, and then here is Norway. If you look at the Arctic region, 8 countries have territorial claims within the Arctic region. They are Canada, Greenland, which is part of Denmark, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Russia, and the Alaskan part of the United States. Norway, Sweden, and Finland are part of the Scandinavian Peninsula. And if you include Denmark, Greenland, and Iceland, together all these countries form the Arctic region of Europe. Among these 6 countries, Finland, Denmark, Sweden are part of the European Union. While Norway is not a member state of the European Union, but it is member of the European Economic Area, which enables them to do business with the European Union. The Scandinavian Peninsula is the largest peninsula of Europe. It is much bigger in area than the Italian, Iberian, and Balkan Peninsula. The Scandinavian Peninsula is also known for its large petroleum and natural gas deposits that are found in North Sea. Brent crude oil is extracted from North Sea in the Atlantic Ocean. And if you see the nearby countries, they have direct contribution, including Norway. Actually, this whole region of North Sea is flooded with oil and gas rigs. There is around 184 offshore oil rigs. If you look at Finland, it has no domestic natural gas reserve and no domestic gas exploration program. One might say they have access to the Baltic Sea and Gulf of Bothnia. So why don't they have their own oil and gas industry? While I don't know exactly why they don't have their own oil and gas industry, but what I do know is that Finland imports all these fossil energy sources. Crude oil and natural gas is imported from Russia. Finland mainly uses crude oil as transport fuel, that is petrol and diesel. And then they also refine the crude oil and export them. Natural gas is used for domestic purpose and coal is used for burning power plant. Finland belongs to the same natural gas market as Estonia and Latvia. Natural gas is supplied to the Finland's gas network through the Imatra border station from Russia, and then there is a connecting pipeline between Finland and Estonia. Likewise, if you look at Sweden, even they rely on imported oil and natural gas from Norway, United States, Denmark, Russia, and Finland. So even Sweden is quite dependent on Russian oil and gas. Now coming to the main point of this video. On May 15, 2022, Finland and Sweden has publicly expressed their interest in joining NATO. Now, if you want to know the reason behind their decision of joining NATO, it's pretty simple and straightforward. They want to join NATO because they are afraid of Russia, and they think that they are going to become next Ukraine. For a minute, yes, we can agree, as a country that is a legitimate concern. After seeing what happened to Ukraine, any country that shares a border with Russia will have a serious security concerns. And you also know that as soon as any country gets the NATO membership, NATO bases starts to appear in those countries. If Sweden and Finland gets NATO membership, then NATO bases will be formed in Sweden and Finland, which comprises of military forces from 30 allied partner nations, along with heavy American weaponry. Because Article 5 of the NATO alliance says that, if a NATO ally is the victim of an armed attack, each and every other member of the alliance will consider this act of violence as an armed attack against all members and will take further necessary action collectively. In simple words, if you are a NATO member and if your country gets attacked by anyone, then the whole NATO gang will come to help you. This is the reason Sweden and Finland has decided to join NATO, because deep inside they know that they cannot fight Russia one-on-one, and that is why they need the backing of NATO, which will help them to assert their power against Russia. Now, this is a very straightforward and simple reason. Things cannot be so simple when it comes to the Western countries, because if you believe that everything is so simple and straightforward, and that is how one thing leads to another, then you are missing out on big picture. You need to look at the ruling government or the ruling political party of Sweden and Finland. Sweden's ruling government is Social Democrats. Basically, they are supported by the leftist political parties. So any political party that has the words Democrats, Social, Liberal all fall under the left-wing politics. Similarly, if you look at Finland's politics, the Social Democratic Party is running a coalition government with the Center Party, Green League, Left Alliance, and Swedish People's Party. So again, if you see all these names and all the political parties that form the coalition government of Finland falls under the left-wing politics. And then if you look at Ukraine, Zelensky's political party's name is Servant of the People. And it is based on the ideology of populism, liberalism and pro-European. Even his political party falls under the left-wing politics. All these countries, they are neighbors of Russia, and the present governments of these countries are part of the left-wing politics. And they have strong support from United States government, that is the Democrats. Even the Democrats of United States are part of the left-wing politics. So basically, if you look at all these left-leaning political parties, they have a similar mindset towards Russia. And I've also said this in one of my previous videos. After 1991, communism left Russia and it has moved deep into the Western society under a brand new name. When I say Western society, it is the United States, Canada, European countries, Australia, and New Zealand. Communism, social democracy, socialism, all are brainchild of Marxism. And today you will find all modern versions of similar ideology. You just have to add word neo in front of all these words. You look at any political party in the Western countries, whether it is the Labour Party, Democrats, Socialists, Liberals, all follow the neo-Marxist theory. The only difference between Marxism and neo-Marxism is that the modern version, that is the neo-Marxist theory, has very smartly incorporated capitalism because they understand the value of money. Then academic fraternity, that is why universities has become a breeding ground of social justice warriors, in other words, woke culture. So it is the government of Finland and Sweden who has decided to apply for NATO membership. Actually, there are two reasons behind it. One is to protect their country, which they openly say that, and the second reason is to teach Vladimir Putin a lesson. If you look at Finland, it shares 1,340 km border with Russia. Russia has warned Finland multiple times not to join NATO. Before attacking Ukraine, Russia has warned Ukraine multiple times not to join NATO. Ukrainian President Zelensky turned out to be an American stooge who literally destroyed his own country in the name of democracy. I've seen a lot of people saying that Zelensky is fighting for his country. What you need to understand is that this is not the right way of fighting for your country. This is a rebellious way of fighting. A smart and visionary leader looks for an alternative way of solving this matter. What Zelensky is doing, he's acting like a passive-aggressive teenager, and America is continuously supplying weapons from behind. America is adding more fuel to the chaos, and no Ukrainian seems to understand this. Actually, you know what? They don't want to understand it, because they have a plan which they are executing it perfectly. The fact of the matter is, United States really doesn't care about Ukraine. The main objective of United States has been achieved. They have created a huge dent in the Russian economy without firing a single bullet, and Ukraine was the springboard. This small thing the Ukrainians don't understand. Now coming to Finland, the present ruling government of Finland and Sweden has decided to apply for a NATO membership. Do you think every citizen in Finland sees Russia as a threat? And by the way, for those of you who believe democracy means everyone has a voice in shaping public policies, that's an illusion. Democracy also means the rule of the majority. All these Eastern European and Western countries are brainwashing their citizens through media narratives. There is enough evidence on the internet wherein neo-Nazi forces are fighting in Ukraine and killing innocent Russian-speaking Ukrainians. In fact, the whole Bucha massacre was staged. There has been no independent investigation done till now. So all these things are fishy. Enough artificial smoke has been created to hide the truth. Now coming to the word democracy, so there are different versions of democracy. Apparently, the Western democracy is a flawed model. Democracy works fine when it is linked with a strong background culture. Unfortunately, the Western countries have identity crisis and they lack strong culture. India is the largest democracy. Democracy has always been part of ancient Bharatiya culture. But the Indian version of democracy is totally different when compared to the Western democracy. I want you to understand this. Please don't mix them blindly. Today, the Indian democracy is surviving because of its thousands and thousands years of Sanatani culture. Now, I may say something controversial, but I must say this. India and its democracy has and will survive as long as the Sanatani, in other words, the Hindus, remain in majority. Only then peace will prevail. Otherwise, the day demography changes, India will no longer exist. And that's the ugly truth. When was United States formed? 1776. It was the Europeans who found America. And slavery was abolished in 1865. That means democracy, human rights, culture, values, ethos, these all are new concepts that has emerged in the last 200 years for the Western countries. Plus, it was the European scholars and educated people who came up with the flat earth theory some 600 years ago. And they also believed that the earth was the center of the universe, the geocentric theory. And after that, they again came up with the heliocentric theory. But then if you look at the ancient Indian scriptures, they already knew that the earth was round. That is why we call earth Bhugol in Hindi. Bhu means earth, gol means round. When was Oxford University found? 1096 AD. And when was Cambridge University found? 1209 AD. Just remember this point. When Europe was building universities, ancient Indian universities were being destroyed and burned by Muslim invaders. So anyhow, democracy has different versions and do not blindly mix the Indian version of democracy with the Western democracy. Although it is a fact that today Western beliefs and ideas are spreading rapidly in Indian society, and that is also a matter of concern, but that's a topic of another video. So anyhow, the Western democracy today has become a flawed model. Almost every conflict and problem in this world is created by the Western countries in the name of democracy, human rights, peace, that is another overused word. Look at Barack Obama, the ex-president. Such a smart guy. Under his presidency, United States conducted maximum number of airstrikes, killing thousands and displacing millions of people. And yet, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. That is how the Western democracy works. And that is exactly happening with all the Eastern European countries. The ruling government, who are left-leaning political parties, they all have together decided to join the bandwagon along with the United States in going against Russia. NATO was formed in 1949 with 12 founding members, 2 North American and 10 Western European. And since then, NATO has expanded aggressively during the Cold War. From 2004 to 2009, 9 countries have joined NATO, and that also include former Soviet republics. And if you know, the most recent membership of NATO was given to Montenegro and North Macedonia between 2017 to 2020. So as of today, there are 30 countries who are members of NATO. Now, what would you call this? Can we not call it NATO's expansion? There are 195 countries in the world today. Not everyone is part of NATO, but then NATO is the most powerful as well as successful alliance on earth. If tomorrow some country does something to secure its own interest, and let's say those interests do not align with the Western countries' interests, what will happen, do you know? The Western countries are going to gang up against that independent sovereign country. So today, if the ruling political parties in Finland and Sweden feel scared or threatened, I need to ask a question: why are they feeling threatened or scared? Russia is not doing anything to these countries. In fact, Russia is repeatedly saying, do not join NATO, do your own thing, be independent. But then the political fraternity of Finland and Sweden feels the opposite. In fact, I've seen many people saying it is the right of Ukraine, it is the right of Finland, Sweden to join whoever they want to. The point here is not what is right or wrong. The point here is to find the best interest. If these countries find their best interest in NATO, then they also have to welcome the consequences and retaliation of Russia. Similarly, if these countries find their best interest in staying neutral, then that is what is called diplomacy of avoiding conflicts. And if at all you think that Russia has no right to attack, then underestimating Russia is your problem. As a country who has maximum number of warheads in this world, why do you think Russia will not retaliate? It's all right, Russian economy is down. Well, the same thing is with United States economy. Gas prices are high, food prices are high, there is a massive shortage of supplies, inflation is all-time high. In a nutshell, President Joe Biden's failed economic policies continues to create pain and suffering for all Americans. And then countries like mine, who are in between, who have nothing to do with this stupid conflict, even our economy is getting affected because of American Democrats' policies. After all, the global economy is interconnected. They know everything, and yet they are creating blunders. Do you think Russia is not aware of all of this? What you have to understand about Russia is that Russia has gone into full-on beast mode. What happens when you try to corner a beast? It will retaliate with everything it has. The same case is with Russia. You may label Russia with whatever you want to, but that is not going to stop Russia from doing what it has to. And think about it, United States is also a superpower. If tomorrow United States is cornered, it will do whatever it has to. If Finland, Sweden, Estonia, Latvia, if they all continue to threat Russia, then Russia will retaliate. And I'm not saying that Russia is capable of fighting with every single country in this world. But then whatever the consequences would be, it is going to be massive and ugly. United States live on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. They don't really care if tomorrow Finland and Sweden becomes next to Ukraine. United States has to worry about his own country and his own domestic issues. And right now, to be very honest, the United States citizens are fed up of Joe Biden's government. But then countries like Finland and Sweden has to think independently. NATO is doing everything in its power to turn this into World War III. Do you think Finland and Sweden all of a sudden decided to join NATO? Do you really believe that? Don't you think they have done backdoor talks with United States and other major NATO countries and have planned their moves? So again, I'm repeating it. It's not about whether Sweden, Finland or Ukraine has the right to join whoever they want to. It is about taking the right decision, whatever that may be, to avoid World War III. If you go to NATO's website, they say it's a political and military alliance. So don't forget the political aspect. To form a political alliance, you need to have all the NATO members' countries' political party to have a similar mindset or ideology. And right now, all of them have leftist ideology, except Turkey. Turkey is a basket case. Plus, they have also written, NATO promotes democratic values and enables members to consult and cooperate on defense and security related issues to solve problems, build trust, and in the long run, prevent conflict. So all of this will happen only after you become a member. And any decision on NATO enlargement requires unanimous agreement. Unanimous agreement means everyone has to agree to one particular matter. And then you must have also heard in the news that Turkey is not in the mood of approving Finland and Sweden's application. And the reason Turkish president gave is that the Scandinavian countries are guest houses for terrorist organizations. Now, why did he say that? There are a couple of reasons behind it. You know, right, Turkey's relationship with West, particularly with the United States, is not that good. It is because of the Turkish president's closer relationship with Vladimir Putin, and Turkey has also purchased the Russian S-400 missile defense system. And then President Erdogan also has a fear that the West interferes in Turkey's internal politics, and that possesses a serious concern for his political ambition. This is why it is better for him to have a good relation with Russia as well. If you have watched my video, How Turkey Ended Up in FATF Grey List, in that I have explained about the proxy forces that are fighting against ISIS. I want you to watch that video, you will understand what I mean. So basically, the Western governments have a proxy force by the name of SDF, Syrian Democratic Forces, who are fighting the ISIS. Now, within the Syrian Democratic Forces, there is a subgroup by the name People's Defense Units, YPG, which consists of Kurdish people. This group gets funding from the Western government, including Sweden. And President Erdogan is anti-Kurdish, and that is also his political leverage for being in power. And apparently, Russia helps Turkey to fight against this group, YPG. So this is the reason Turkey made those comments about Finland and Sweden, and has publicly said that Turkey will not support Finland and Sweden's NATO application. To be very honest, do you really think NATO depends on Turkey's approval? Although yes, of course, anything in NATO has to be unanimous, but I'm sure they can create exception and deal with Turkey in their own way. And to be very frank, Turkey also wants something in return, so it is just playing the role of an opportunist. Plus, Turkey is also in the grey list of FATF, so Turkey has its own reasons to make such comments. So anyhow, in my opinion, Finland joining NATO is going to be an absolute disaster. If you go back in history, you will see that Sweden lost Finland to Russia in a war in 1809, turning Finland into an autonomous part of Russian Empire. That means Finland was part of Russia for almost a century. And by the way, even back then, Russia did not occupy Finland. Finland had its own parliament and currency. In fact, Finland gained independence from Lenin in 1917. So what does history tell us? Russia is not a threat to Finland as long as it remains neutral. In fact, many people don't even know that Finland supported Germany during World War II for regaining territory that were lost to the Soviets. Because in November 1939, Moscow invaded Finland and took over many of their territories. So to get back those territories, Finland entered into an alliance with Nazi Germany. From 1939 to 1944, Finland fought two wars with USSR. By the end of World War II, Finland realized that no external force is going to rescue them. Finally, in 1944, Russia made a deal with Finland. In fact, Finnish leaders showed so much respect towards Russian leadership that they did something unthinkable. To make good relations with Russia, Finland declared their own leaders as war criminal, who during World War II took side with Nazi Germany. Finland's courts sentenced prison to Finland's wartime president Raeti, Prime Minister Wrangel and Linkomies, then foreign minister, then four other ministers, and also its ambassador to Berlin. After the World War II, Finland formed a new post-war policy with Soviets called the Paasikivi-Kekkonen line. It is named after Finland's two presidents who formulated and implemented it for 35 years. The main theme of this policy was to keep Russians' point of view in mind, talk to Russia frequently, maintain Russia's trust, and not expect any help from Western allies. They understood it well that if Russia felt secure, Finland would also be secure. That is why you will see from 1946 to 1982, Finland did not change their president. Russia even tolerated when Finland joined European Economic Community and European Free Trade Association. So one may say that after World War II, whatever Finland was doing, it was doing by keeping in mind its national interest. Staying neutral is national interest. But today, if you look at Ukraine, Finland and Sweden, whatever their leaders are deciding, it is purely out of self-interest and not out of national interest. Although they make it look like it is in national interest, but it is not. Because if your whole country is destroyed at the end of the day, what interest is that? And please don't add patriotism without context. To fight for your country is absolutely noble. It's a good thing. But to blindly fight for your country and destroy it at the end of the day, it is not a mature decision. So Russia made a deal with Finland after World War II. On May 15, 2022, Finland broke it. So it may not turn out to be good for Finland. And let me also tell you, this is not something that just happened coincidentally. The present political parties of Finland and Sweden, and same goes for Ukraine, they have been preparing it for a long time. And they were also doing backdoor talks with United States and other European countries. And whenever I look at NATO's purpose, the only thing that I feel is domination. On their website, they write words like peace, democracy, security. But in reality, do you think NATO is there to protect the world? It is just making money for United States by selling more and more weapons and developing new weapon programs. And many of you may even argue that the deal which was signed between Finland and Moscow after World War II is not valid anymore because it was signed between Finland and Soviet Union instead of Russia. But believe me, these arguments don't make any sense. Because after the fall of Soviet Union in 1991, many parts of the old deal is still there, such as the borders. And to be very frank, this whole fight is basically about NATO's expansion in Eastern Europe versus Russia's protecting its motherland. So Finland has made a dangerous move, simply saying that Russia's actions have raised fear among the neighbors, and that is why they have decided to join NATO is a funny reason. Because if they talk about fear and if they are scared, then they should have also thought that by the time NATO membership process will be done and after that NATO forces will arrive in Finland, what if before all of this Russia fires a ballistic missile? Do you think once the war starts NATO is going to come? Look at Ukraine, did NATO forces come? In fact, Ukraine did not even get NATO membership when it required the most. So I wouldn't say that the Finnish government has not thought about all of this. They know everything. Backdoor talks have already taken place. The West is unnecessarily escalating the issue, and all other countries who do not have anything to do with it, their economies are unnecessarily suffering. And this is called peace and avoiding conflict in Western world's terminology. Anyhow, only time will say what will happen. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.